Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As we approached the Memorial Day holiday weekend last week, the mayor of New York City declared that people were allowed to be on beaches, but not in the water. The governor of California decreed that people could be in the water, but not on the beaches. Michigan's governor didn't really want anyone on beaches or in the water. All of them declared that their COVID-19 announcements were based on science and data. Yeah, right. If each of these officials publicly revealed the alleged science and data behind their decisions, I suspect they would not match. This wide difference in political decisions on one subject is a perfect example of why public health may be too important to leave to politicians and bureaucrats. Why? Politicians and bureaucrats don't suffer the direct economic consequences of wrong decisions. That means they have less incentive to quickly correct errors. Maybe it's time to have decisions about what activities and events to open up or to remain locked down to those with the strongest incentive to get it right and to quickly fix mistakes. I'm referring to the people and the private sector. Business owners and managers have the best information on their own circumstances. They also have a huge incentive to resume operations as soon as possible, but only do so with adequate safety precautions. Their livelihoods are on the line if they reopen too soon or too late. Insurance companies can provide guidelines for striking the best balance between financial and public safety issues. If the private sector is liable for damages suffered by employees or customers, the focus will be on protecting people. Would some in the private sector get it wrong? Absolutely. But when they make mistakes, the impact will be far less reaching than a one-size-fits-all order by a city, county, state, or federal government. Such problems are likely to be rectified more quickly. The federal government learned that the fastest way to get the private sector producing personal protective equipment and searching for COVID-19 medications and vaccines was to remove unnecessary regulations. Maybe all governments should back off on decisions about public lockdowns. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.